Proclamation number 0409 of 10th of May, 1938. Regarding earthquakes and disasters. A little while yet, and the Lord provides his own with great power and gives them authority to work in his name. Likewise, those whose hearts meet him in love, will be overtaken by an undreamed of measure of wisdom. There will be thousands to be converted, and to give these a glimmer of the light of God, God must let extraordinary signs happen, because the blindness among mankind is too great. And in a night of terror many will fall into the belief that the forces of nature have put an end to their existence. So there is still the possibility to bring about a recognition in such souls, because only that what happens outside the earth, in which men are uninvolved, can bring about a change leading to good. The rule of the elements will make them realize that every being is subject to a higher power. Hours of extreme trouble and distress have to precede this spiritual knowledge, and so also this is only a work of mercy of the divine Savior. As the forces of nature also have a purifying effect in the air through their activity, so also a great shaking of the earth will only have a positive effect on mankind in a favorable sense, because all earthly decay can be made good, but not the decay of the soul. Whatever earthly valuables are destroyed, thousands and thousands of hands will strive to rebuild. A building of the soul, however, will not be tackled so fast. Only a small part of humanity will think of something better, and this will be greatly blessed by the natural activity and its devastation. Thus the brazen voice of the Lord will sound everywhere, and wise is he who hears it and works to fulfill the will of the Lord. The earthly valley that is so lovely for you can become a valley of terror, if you do not respect the grace to be allowed to dwell in it and only strive to fulfill your sensual desires. Where can be a life without actual activity, which is determined for you and which consists in the eager further training of your soul? God's forbearance and patience lasts forever. But you would not reach your goal in eternities, if you never had the will to do so. And so God gives you his will urgently. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Because the Lord warns everyone, so that eternal darkness may not govern him, but that he may enjoy the divine light. You who want to serve me, be ready for this time, because then you will have to exercise your office and announce everywhere the word of God, which will be comfort and edification for innumerable people in difficult times, but then will also be respected and obeyed. Amen.